Hello, good morning. My name is Arthi Desai, and as mentioned, I'm now a doctoral candidate at Loma Linda University, which is located in Southern California. My presentation is going to be on utilizing GIS and statistical analysis to assess the relationship between the built environment and gastroschisis, which is a birth defect, in the Inland Empire of Southern California. I'd like to start off by saying that I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'm a PhD student. I have no money. Anyway, the goals of this presentation are going to be examining and discussing how geographic distributions can aid in understanding birth defects and be useful in exploratory etiology research. Also, identifying patterns and clusters of certain birth defects can aid in uncovering possible environmental or socioeconomic risk factors. And this can assist in generating hypotheses about underlying causes and conditions. Before I get started into how GIS can help, I kind of wanted to go into the actual birth defect that I've been able to use GIS for. So gastroschisis is a birth defect of the abdominal wall, resulting in an infant's organs to protrude outside of the body. And the cause of this is unknown, and so that's why using GIS has been really helpful in understanding a couple other hypotheses, which I'll go into. This is the most common congenital birth defect of the abdominal wall, and what's alarming is that it's increased in prevalence in both the global and local scale in the last few decades. So if you look at this chart, it was compiled by the International Clearinghouse for Birth Defects Monitoring Systems. You can see how in a couple years it's increased in incidence, and you can see Ireland, for one, from 1.0 over 10,000 live births in 1991 to now 4.9 cases out of 10,000 live births in a 9-year span is kind of alarming. So even in the U.S., this trend can be seen. The United States, and especially the state of California, is no exception to this growing trend. And data from the National Birth Defects Prevention Network showed the prevalence of gastroschisis being 3.73 out of 10,000 live births between 1999 and 2001, and an updated publication 3 years later showed an increased prevalence of 4.49. And the map on the top shows a couple states in California, in the United States, and how the incidence has increased over a few years span. I think our neighbor from Louisiana, that's shown the greatest increase from 0.8 of 10,000 live births to 2.3. In live births, just a dramatic increase, which is quite alarming. And then you can see the patterns, the growing trend throughout the United States as well. So the purpose of the presentation and also the research that I'm doing in utilizing GIS is to discover the pathogenesis of gastroschisis. It remains unknown, but being able to use geographic distributions can aid in not only the birth defect I'm studying, but birth defects overall. You can elucidate prenatal predictors of gastroschisis, and that can be key in improving diagnoses, reducing neonatal disparities. So this is where GIS comes in. Like I said, the pathogenesis remains unknown. Several studies have noted the clustering effect in this birth defect. So data from Nevada and even North Carolina showed a clustering pattern, and I wanted to see if that was similar in the Southern California region where I am. So I used data from Loma Linda University Medical Center to compile some data, and the aim was to assess temporal and geographic trends in gastroschisis to determine if a geographic pattern was present in that area. And we wanted to look at waste disposal sites, water supply, power lines, toxic chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, and air and traffic pollutants. So as I mentioned, it was a retrospective case review, and we had 257 cases in a 14-year span, and then GIS was used to determine if geographic clustering was present, utilizing zip codes from maternal residents. And I'm going to go into a little bit of the limitations for that, but that'll be discussed later. So the results, so spatial analysis does show geographic clustering for the cases, and it surrounded major transportation routes, suggesting environmental and chemical contaminants contributing to the increased gastroschisis cases. This is a little map that was created, and I'll zoom in a little bit, but it showed possible clustering and hubs of the gastroschisis cases that came into Loma Linda University Medical Center. A little bit more into that, Victorville, which is in California, Hooper Valley, Highland, also showed the most amount of cases. And so what is causing these clusterings now that we've seen that this is a clustering effect from the patients that we've received at Loma Linda? Why is that happening? So we've noted that since major transportation routes, they tend to be clustered around major transportation routes, which makes sense because people need to live near roads to get to their places. Additional to that, what else is in those areas? We noted agricultural areas are also located near those routes. And in addition to that, the area that in the Inland Empire is number 3 out of the top 10 polluted cities in the U.S. by the WHO. That includes Riverside, Ontario, San Bernardino County. So multiple factors can be attributed to the mapping and kind of understanding why this clustering effect is displayed. Socioeconomic status, history of drug use, maternal age, and BMI were also investigated. The discussion. This study demonstrates the usefulness of understanding the birth defect a little bit more and being able to understand the spatial scan statistics and exploring the etiologic effect of the research. Additionally, this can lead to potential aid in helping prenatal diagnosis. If we know someone's coming from one of these areas, we can kind of aid them a little bit earlier into possibly figuring out if they might have this condition, which can lead to the reducing neonatal health disparity, improving clinical care, and decreasing morbidity. Further research for this is just my first year, but it's going to be directed at more, utilizing more geographic data, but also looking at a spatial and temporal association between this. We've also noticed there's a seasonal trend that occurs, which goes into the environmental toxins a little bit more, looking at if there is contamination from agricultural sites, if there's an herbicide, pesticide, some kind of spraying that's assisting in the increase of the cases that we're seeing. Conclusion, finally, geoinformatics has been a great tool in understanding this birth defect a little bit better. It aids in understanding the built environment, the community that we come from, the health, the needs, but not only the needs, but also existing health resources that may be available to further aid patients that come from these hot spots. Future implications, understanding what may cause this birth defect by utilizing the GIS can help in achieving a Millennium Development Goal of reducing child mortality rates and improving maternal health by 2015. It deepens our understanding into contributing risk factors, linking not only to gastroschisis but other birth defects and birth anomalies through the use of geoinformation technology. And any questions? I guess I'll save them till the end. But thank you.